Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
What's up behind the zipper? Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Suck behind the zipper.
So you staying?
Do me a solid. Suck behind the zipper.
So you staying with the chick that got the titties behind the back of her neck?
Back of the neck. Oh yeah.
What?
Nipples.
What?
On the back of the neck.
Perky. Perky back of the neck.
Oh my god. How you feeling, Dave? What? I done hit the button on you niggas, man. Fuck that. Let's go. I don't want to hear this shit, man. How you feeling? How you feeling? Yeah, what? What? This nigga was just mad hostile over there, man.
I'm chilling. I'm always chilling, nigga. Fuck is you shit, talking about?
Man. Dave, man. What's up, Moses? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Let's go.
Shit. This is a Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses, sorry, smoke. Word.
Word. This is episode 75.
75.
A quarter away from 100, man. Quarter away from 100. I'm ready to get to 100. Because we always keep it 100.
Okay, shut up.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm sick of Dave, man. I'm sick of I'm sick of his fucking stupid ass New York attitude. I'm sick of this shit.
I'm sick of your fucking corniness.
Fuck
nigga.
You, nigga.
Because we always keep it 100.
We do keep it 100. You don't keep it 100. I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, this nigga, man.
Fuck out of here, man.
I'm 100. All right, shut up. What are you talking about?
He's 100.
Man, fuck y'all niggas. Hey, fuck cancer. I'm still on that shit, and that's how I'm moving. But let me tell you, though, it's the birthday vibes, man. It's the birthday vibes, man.
Birthday vibes?
I'm getting old, vibe. Man. I'm getting old, man.
You know?
33, man. I'm gonna be 33 tomorrow, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Bones is popping a little bit. Got to stretch a little more when I wake up.
You don't exercise.
Why are you telling my business? Relax.
Picking up salmon, that's your exercise.
Making you telling your own business.
Picking up salmon.
Ooh, salmon's so heavy. Oh, yeah, I did enough. Smoke
dick ain't getting soft no more. You getting old, my nigga. You know what I mean? You got to pick it up, baby. I got you. I got your gift for you. It's in the mail.
What you? Yeah, I'm expecting gifts from you.
Yeah,
nigga.
6-pack of Blue Chew, nigga. Let's do it.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be real with you. I got some of them things.
Yeah,
I'll let you know about it.
I know what
that.
You got. You need some more.
Thank you. I bite some sucks.
Nah, cause ew, what the fuck?
That's Corona, nigga.
It's nasty.
Bird came out. My fault.
Dave always be asking me about them pills. That's why I was like, yo,
I got my own pills, my brother.
I got a couple for you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm telling you, man.
Y'all fucking your dick up, you stupid motherfuckers.
Listen, don't.
What? Wait, what?
Young as fuck, popping the pills.
Listen, don't judge me, my nigga.
Stop it.
So you ain't never popped the pills? Like, don't do that, man.
No, just.
I got one for you.
Sniff the pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all you need.
I fucking hate it though, because little COVID and them got me all fucked up with my birthday, man. I can't go nowhere. I can't go do nothing. I can't go pay some strippers' bills. I can't, like, I can't go sit down and eat. I got to continue to cook.
Yeah, you're right. I used to love throwing Lunchables in strip club.
You ain't shot, though.
What? They got kids, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
No ham and cheese crackers?
Yeah.
With the little Oreo in it?
Taste
the ham?
Take this Capri Sun, bitch.
Say these orange slices.
Nah, man.
You don't think the corner of the Capri Sun gonna put me a print on her ass when you throw it at her?
She can, that bitch can give it to her kids. That's what she could do.
You still leave a print on her ass. You might cut her. She might start bleeding on stage.
At least her kids have something to drink.
She gonna sue you.
You stupid. I throw meat bundles up there, nigga.
I throw meat bundles.
Whole fucking box. Take that.
You ain't doing that, nigga.
From Kinlaw's.
Yo, first of all, niggas that back? Is not niggas. You just not throwing the meat. You ain't niggas ain't getting rid of the meat.
I'm throwing meat, nigga.
Nah, you ain't.
Fuck you talking
about? Throwing meat.
I'm throwing meat everywhere right by now.
Damn, you niggas not doing meat. Niggas not doing meat. Yo.
Let's go, cuz.
This is a part of
throwing package meat.
Hey, keep it moving.
Can I share?
Nah, we
throwing package meat.
Right.
Package.
They've changed, man. This nigga's.
Worry about what he's doing.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw some meat when I get home. I ain't going to lie. It's birthday vibes.
That's a finna.
What's up? Married. Package meat.
Package
meat.
Package meat.
That's funny.
Package meat ass nigga.
You better shut the hell up. Fuck you, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no. You should be there for everybody. Package.
What?
I hate you, man. Happy Mother's Day.
Baby, just mean that for everybody, baby.
Special delivery.
This is package. Special seal. A dumb ass out of here.
Y'all ain't never put a bowl in your dick for? Yeah. Oh.
No, not
giving
a bowl.
Her the gift, man. Giving her the gift for her life.
Yeah, that was a Christmas gift. I ain't got shit. I'm gonna just wrap my dick.
Yeah, put a little bowl in there, man. Let her take it apart.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that are truly mothers. Cause a lot of you bitches, y'all be just not be chilling with y'all kids. That one for real. They go get meat. They go get the meat for and leave kids at grandma house and shit.
Chill with your kids. I'm sick of it.
Shout out to the good mothers out there.
Shout out to good mothers. Shout out to good fathers.
We talking about Mother's Day though, bro. It ain't about the fathers yet.
It ain't never about the fathers.
We'll get to that in June.
You gotta understand, some ain't got their mothers right now. They just got their fathers as their moms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said that.
Yeah. So how you feel about your mother?
My mother is, first of all, after dealing with what we've been dealing with, she's the strongest woman I've seen in my life. Mm-hmm. She do her thing. She still work hard. She still handle business, take care of her family. I mean, the strongest, beautiful woman I ever known in my whole entire life. So, shout out to you, moms. I was actually happy cooking for you and the rest of the moms I was here. Had a nice little salmon, little filet mignon. You know what I mean? Asparagus. Grandma in the mail, you know, little potato salad. I had to get on grandma, too. Sorry, I had to get on grandma because she was like, you know, she don't eat salmon and she don't eat steak. So she was like, I'm just frying some chicken. I'm like, grandma, bring the chicken. I'll send somebody come get the chicken. We frying the chicken. Come on, it's Mother's Day. You need to chill. You don't need to be frying no chicken.
Yeah, chill out.
Fried that chicken for her. That shit came out so good, so crispy.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Moses? About your mother, man?
First of all, shouts out to all mothers. All our mothers is beautiful queens. Especially my mom. She's a beautiful queen. Taught me a lot. So I appreciate the things she taught me. Kept me on the straight and narrow. I think moms always keep you level headed.
Is that what it is? I feel you. I
feel that's what it is. They always got a role to play.
Yeah.
Mom always played a role.
Right. kept your badass out of trouble, right?
Yes. Sometimes she get on my, you know, sometimes she get on my nerves, but I love my mom.
How many times she slapped your side of the head?
She ain't that type of mom. She might she slapped me like one time when I was young as hell. That was surprising. She's that type of mom that cussed and it'd be weird. It, yeah. I did. I had lost a gold chain. I got it back, though.
But you stole somebody's chain?
Mm-mm. It was my chain.
Are you lost it or something?
Sitting there trying to be a pimp. That's good. Yeah, you want my chain?
You said you was trying to be a pimp.
Yeah, trying to be a pimp. Jeez. You want my chain? Fucked around and got busy. And you know, all the kids forget shit. Trying to get her ass. She jumped on the bus. I was like, don't worry about it. I got you. You
sound like a trick, nigga.
Got the numb and everything. No, because I got the numb. I know.
Nah, you ain't get shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
You ain't get nothing for that chain.
You ain't get nothing for the chain.
You go
shut
hold
up.
My eyes.
Just made you.
Now
just,
you say you are something. This nigga was on that Nas shit early.
You just giving out fucking bubblegum raps.
It's possible. I don't think they don't be catering to the women, man.
Huh?
No. Shout out to all the lovely young ladies out there. I love women. I hope to find a
beautiful queen.
A queen
with a great soul.
Can you let me speak?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, let me speak. How about that? I hope to find a queen as beautiful and as smart and as hardworking as my mother. Cause that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So shout out to my moms. Shout out to my grandmother. Shout out to both my grandmothers. Shout out to my great-grandmother.
Mm.
Shout out to all my aunts. You know what I mean? And we gotta start, I think, you know, like, appreciating the women in our lives a little bit more. You know what I mean? I know we joke a lot on this podcast and call women bitches and all that. But those really do be jokes.
So.
Yes, and we do appreciate women.
For sure.
All women.
For sure.
Especially our black women. You know what I mean? So shout out to y'all. And they gotta be protected at all costs.
Yeah.
Because black women are stronger than we are, most times smarter than we are. Maybe not as logical.
Why most times smarter?
Because they are. Statistically, they are smarter. Women are, especially black women, are smarter than males, period. You gotta look at the statistics.
Women take over the world, man.
They can. But, you know, due to the people that's controlling the world now, which is older white women, that's going to be tough for them to do.
Tell you something. They always said a good dude is... You know what I'm saying? He got a good lady.
Right.
So.
I believe that. But shout out to the mothers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to ask y'all.
I mean, hit
mothers.
Me in the DMs.
When y'all looking for a lady, if y'all trying to deal with a woman, do y'all look for those certain qualities that your mother has?
I think
in,
so.
In that woman?
I think so. I think we don't realize it, but I think we do.
Mm.
Not the same. You don't want this. Same exact person as your mom, but you know the qualities.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's the qualities. That's why I said the qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certain qualities that you know, hopefully that your mother possesses some of her best qualities.
We don't play like some. We show it to the moms. Best believe, like you the one. Thotties not showing sorry.
I mean, thotties is fun.
I'm about to say, because niggas like thotties.
Thotties are fun.
But I'm not showing to my mom before.
Check
this
out.
That's what I'm talking
about. Nah, you
what
right.
The fuck you know, the homie J.O. told me. Shout out to J.O.
Shout out to J.O. He's still listening?
Yeah, he's still listening.
It's my nigga.
This nigga J.O. said, he said, you put a hoe and you put me together and you got home. I was like, my nigga, yeah, these young niggas is different. They different out here. These niggas is gambling on anything. And you know what? You know, everybody has their time. I honestly believe every girl got their little whole phase. You know what I mean? Everybody got to have fun.
I believe that too.
Everybody got to have fun. And so do the guys. So ladies, give us some time. Let us grow. And just hold it down.
I mean,
and fellas... don't be such, you know, that much of a scumbag. God damn. Cause we could get a little bad sometimes, you know what I mean?
He enjoy that hole until you start living with her.
I mean, hopefully her phase is over.
That'd be the craziest part when you start living with him.
Hopefully her phase is over with, though. You know what I mean?
Hopefully.
Everybody be honest. Be honest with each other.
Living with him?
Get it in.
Yeah.
And she thotting?
He said a hoe and me is a home, nigga.
Put a home
in. Yeah, like, I said, okay, yeah, so you living with it. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I can't do it. It's old right there, man.
Talk the fuck out.
Yeah, that ain't.
Yo, hold on. No.
It's not what? Even about that. We talking about Mother's Day. Shout out to the mothers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We're gonna keep it
moving from there.
No, that's because I had asked y'all about the qualities. You know what I mean?
Talk the fuck out of there.
Oh, man. I had to come tell y'all too. I got the y'all been bullshitting on the shrooms.
Yeah. Shut up.
I got the plug.
You ain't got to announce it. Nigga, just got pop it up.
Nah, I'm just making sure y'all still down for the cause.
Don't worry about it. We have a story for
it. I'm the one that told you let's do it.
I know, but I just want to make sure you still with the cause. I'm gonna get him.
Go get him and let's do it.
Get him.
I'm not scared. You scared?
Nah,
he ain't scared.
Nah, I think I'm gonna have more fun with him anything because I like I was told, like, as long as you know you tripping, I'm not gonna have a bad trip. I'm just gonna laugh at everything. That's my whole plan.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
So, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott.
Come on. Both queens.
Beautiful queens.
I didn't really choose sides. I just enjoyed it. You know what I mean? I just enjoyed it. Even though, like, I'm more in tune with Erykah Badu, but Jill Scott had some shit like, oh, shit. Let me go back.
Like, so much shit you forgot about.
Yeah. And then I forget commercial shit.
Oh,
like,
right. Or didn't
you know what I'm saying? Like, the commercial hits, you always hear, but the other shit you don't hear. That's what you forget. So, just the mix of it. It was just a good...
That was good. I just feel like it was just night.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, and then they kept good positive energy throughout the whole
thing. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was just about to say, Dave. I was like, yo, they was like really, like the whole thing was just orchestrated the way they wanted. They was always talking, smiling, playing their joints. You know what I mean? I'm like, I was Team Erykah the whole time.
Even if they was pretending, it was nice. Yeah.
They won't pretend.
Yeah, you know, right. What I did like it is when, Erykah got disconnected. Jill Scott still played the song she was going to play.
Oh, yeah. Tyrone. Yeah. Tyrone shut that shit down.
That song's so fire.
Yeah.
But no, it's supposed to be a song, though. How you do that?
I was just, like I said, I was Team Erykah, and I was just like, damn, I can't forget Jill had this. And then, like what Dave said, it was just like, oh, I didn't even know. I haven't even heard this. I never even heard this before. And that shit is just... I always thought her voice was much stronger too, so.
But it was nice.
It was dope. It was a dope ass session. It lasted a very long fucking time too.
Yeah, they let that shit rock for a minute.
Yeah.
They let that shit rock for a minute.
They did their thing.
Yeah, Erykah's sitting over there looking as crazy as she wanna be. Looking like she's sitting on a gold mine over there. Shout out to Erykah. Yeah, her crazy. I know she's sitting on a gold mine. You know she's sitting on a gold mine. You see what she did to niggas out here in the streets? All these other niggas she was dealing with? Andre.
I'm about to say, yeah, Andre nuts. Went a little different.
You are the pro.
Common, nuts.
Common nuts?
He went nuts, yeah, around that time.
Okay, yeah.
He was different
fucking,
anyway.
She got a baby by Jay Electronica. That nigga ain't never been right since.
Damn sure it took 10 years to get an album.
You can't put out an album.
Like, what the fuck?
I think you try to finish, he's like,
And I have not went back to that album either. That's crazy. Like, I really hate that shit has no replay value for me.
Erykah Badu's incense and sold out. I can't get none. I want some right
Badu
now.
Badu pussy, right?
I need some of that Badu pussy.
You need to put that Badu pussy smelling in the aroma?
Yeah, I need the aroma, and I need some Badu pussy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And some Scott pussy,
she
too.
She probably got that voodoo pussy.
I want some of it.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
So you down for the voodoo pussy, Dave?
Listen, man.
You want her putting spells on you?
Listen, God got me, man. I'm willing to take that risk.
I don't want to do it.
You're not doing the voodoo pussy? Risk.
No. I don't want to come out wearing scarves.
What?
Shaving your eyebrows, yeah, and shit.
Listen, like, what the fuck is wrong with
my? I don't even like my eyebrows.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Yeah. Come out looking like Martin.
oh,
with
man.
That half afro and half twisties.
Don't do it.
Najee Bombay.
Yeah, Najee Rambai. Whatever the fuck you say. I'm with all that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I'll take a chance on the voodoo pussy.
Yeah, man.
I'll take a chance.
Especially if it's hitting like Erica.
You don't even know if Erica pussy hitting like
nigga,
that.
Nigga, it's hitting. Like I
How
said,
you,
she
you
see.
You ain't even hit it. You can't say that.
I know. That's your evidence. You see what she
got
do
some
to
hitters,
niggas?
Though.
You see what she do to niggas?
She got
that
some hitters
fire.
And
niggas
she
changed
them.
Niggas don't go.
What if it's just her whole vibe, though? It might just only be her vibe that drives niggas crazy.
I'm sure the pussy got a lot to do with that.
She ain't never had no
lane. I want some of the vibe and the pussy. Can I get all that? Can I get the whole package? Thank you. Now you trying to fight me what you want. I want all of it.
You know what I'm saying? I want all of it.
All you want to do is play Didn't You Know and hump all day. Didn't you know?
So what, nigga? What the fuck you talking about?
My balls. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I ain't fucking with you.
Shout out to Jill Scott. She do the pepper grinder. Jill Scott know the fucking vibes.
Oh yeah, she did. She did.
She's just looking as beautiful. Skin looking all clear.
Yeah, what's she doing?
I don't know.
She need to put the secret out. Like, yo, Jill, put the secret out. You still
living
make your skin so glowish.
Just living the life. Jesus. I think they watch what they eat too, man. Not trying to be funny.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell y'all niggas.
She can sing to me.
She do that microphone shit and still sing to you. That would be
MVP.
No, you got to have him sing.
Shout out to Jilly from Philly.
That's probably got to be the throat goat.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Gotta be.
Shout out to Jilly
from Philly. Your boy Moses 6ix9ine, he out here. He got billboards in New York City. He living that life.
That's my boy. That's your
fresh
boy.
Out the feds.
We all know that's your nigga, man.
That's not
boy.
My nigga, man.
You got the post in your room. You got the post in your man cave.
You got 6ix9ine around your belly button.
When he had that merch, he went and bought
nah,
it.
Nah, on some real shit though.
No, nah, real shit. Moses gonna make his hair colorful like that. On some real, them dreads ain't gonna be colorful soon. Nah, I know what's going on with you, bro.
You got the nigga merch.
I don't got no merch. I'm telling you.
You got the belt and underwear.
He also, out here
on some real shit though. The niggas a rat. And the only way,
talk the shit.
The only way we could defuse a rat in a troll is to not respond to the nigga. Cause you know what I mean, he coming out, he talking real crazy, he bragging about snitching.
He's
and shit.
Bragging about ratting.
But so, you listen to a rat, you a rat too. I ain't watched none of it.
I feel you.
Who watched it?
I watched it.
If you hang around rats, you a rat.
Watching is not hanging around the nigga, bro. Nah. I was nosy.
Are
like
you watching?
I was nosy.
But you
like
said
everybody
you
else.
Like
I'm being
him.
Honest.
No,
I'm being nosy like everybody else. I watched
like
this motherfucker make his face in the video turn into a mouse.
Why listen to some nigga talking about some bullshit?
He said they mad that I rat and they mad I'm back to a bigger bag. Like
what
he
bag?
Got
the
billboard.
Yeah, the rat bag.
He got the billboard in New York City. It's just awful.
Yeah, nigga's fucking, and he's stupid too, because he was out there taking pictures on his little balcony in the Hamptons, and there's one of the little white girls that lives across the world seeing the nigga. Like, come on, nigga.
What are you doing?
First of all, you in the fucking Hamptons with a community pool? You got all that money? I don't want to hear that, my nigga.
I get it.
You
now,
need
though.
To have not have no neighbors.
I get it now, though, bro.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Like, y'all niggas, y'all was cool with niggas kissing. Then y'all end up being cool with niggas finessing. Now y'all cool with niggas snitching. That's it. This shit is getting faker and faker.
The majority of 6ix9ine.
But it's not grown folks, it's kids.
Yeah, it's kids.
It's kids.
Yeah, it's fucking so kids that don't, that ain't never been in the streets,
they don't
that
care.
Don't care about that shit. So, you know, only thing we can do, all the real niggas and all the people that's against it, is stop reacting to it.
I never spend your shit again. Don't worry about it,
man. Just stop reacting to it.
You still spend shit.
No, Uchi, listen, doobie, here you go. Doobie, see, doobie. Now I'm about to slap the rainbow out your hair. Like, don't put that on me.
Slap what? The rainbow out your hair.
Don't do it. Don't
Max,
do it.
I got here. Now you mad?
Oh, cause I keep my shit cut low. Okay.
No, I ain't saying nothing about your mustache. You can grow mustaches. You know what I'm saying,
bro? I can't grow shit. I'm trash. I hate it. Help me.
Just keep eating.
But whiskers like a cat.
Yeah. You know, relax.
Compared to beans, you whack, nigga.
just keep eating.
Beans don't get talked about enough, neither.
Beans, you feel like.
I don't think he gets
nice.
I don't think he gets like the same shit I said about Luda. I don't think Beans get talked about enough neither.
Beans is fire, but he got a little scuff on his armor when he came out at Jay. I mean, that scuffed his armor a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, think about how
just
you
a little
move.
Bit.
For,
yeah. You know what I mean? Even though they made up.
But he was just damn near as lyrical as Jay once upon a time.
I'm saying though, my nigga, but you,
fuck Benny,
because
Benny
you flipped street. Sides for a quick second.
Listen, Benny a street dude, so it don't matter.
Jay,
nothing
said
about
Jay. He said Benny. Beanie, okay.
Yeah, Benny's a street dude. You see what
oh,
I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
So, like, even though he can make that top money, I think he just rather not. He's just different. Let him be different. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes him hard. I already said it, Charlamagne.
You don't know nothing about this life.
I hate he lost his voice, too, man.
I like it like that.
I mean, it's still dope, but, you know. You know, I feel like I don't think he'd be going as hard like he... Like, man, that Truth album, man, that's a pure classic, man. I don't know if you niggas listening to Lil Durk, but y'all probably not.
Mm-hmm. No, nigga.
Shut up, lying.
I know, right?
Yeah, here we go. Lying for no reason.
I might hear his features
like
every
bit.
Once
don't
in a while, but I don't listen to him.
Yeah,
though.
I'm not.
He came out with something new.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Chicago. You know what I mean?
I fucks
Chicago
with
booming
it.
Right now.
I fucks with it to a certain extent. I like his last one better, though. I ain't gonna lie. Just being honest.
Like the last one.
You said what?
Being honest,
Yo. Was crazy pussy good pussy?
It's the best pussy.
We just talked about Erica, nigga. Yes, I want it. But I don't want, you know what? I'm going to take that back.
You don't know.
What I have, let me tell you. Hold on. I've never had any, I've had some good pussy. I'm not going to lie. But Shorty
never went crazy over you?
Nah, I mean, Shorty wasn't, what do you consider crazy? That's not crazy over you. There's different
there's
levels
different kind
of crazy,
crazy.
You know what I mean? Like what you, what type of shit you dealing with? I mean, you got voodoo crazy, or you got jealous crazy. You got
that's all fucking crazy.
I know, but there's levels to it though.
Mm-hmm. Y'all putting levels on crazy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's levels to crazy. There gotta be levels of crazy because the bitch
super
that's
crazy, like,
the
you
bitch
can't
that's
deal
jealous
with.
Don't do voodoo. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that voodoo pussy is a little different than crazy than jealous pussy.
No, hell no. I guarantee you the voodoo.
Have you had both? Then you don't know then. I'm sure you had jealous pussy.
Crazy, like, why you got on heels and boots?
You probably
man.
In jealous pussy doing? Right now.
I'm probably in jealous pussy right now. Don't want the dick to go nowhere.
You better be in jealous pussy
I'm
right now.
I'm always in jealous pussy.
Okay.
It's crazy. Mm. I enjoy it, though. What you want me to do?
So what is the level of crazy that you willing to go to, though?
That's what
I'm
said,
saying.
I said I would take a chance. Like I said earlier, I'd take a chance on the voodoo, but I wouldn't. I couldn't stay with it.
Could you put up? Could you put up with Shorty busting your windows and shit? That's crazy.
Hell no.
Okay. Even if the pussy was good.
How's the throat too?
Fuck the windows. That's what you'll be like.
It's part of the sex.
I don't know. And I don't know if she's helping me pay for the windows.
She's it. So you gonna let her bust it out just cause she helping you pay for it?
I mean, I'm just saying, I might roll with
crazy.
It.
She crazy. So girls like
I
that.
Might roll with yeah. it.
Would you stay with a bitch that'll bust your windows out?
Fuck a nigga.
Would you get?
What the fuck is that?
Nigga, fuck a crazy pussy up.
Like crazy pussy, huh?
The best.
It's the best. It's the best.
Crazy the, pussy, the best.
What's the craziest situation you've been in?
Go ahead, Moses.
I ain't been shit like too not too crazy.
You don't like crazy then. You don't know no crazy.
Not too crazy.
Not too crazy. What's the craziest? And don't look at me. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just tell me the story.
Oh, nigga.
Oh my god,
I can't tell you the story.
Tell man. The fucking story, man.
That nigga's pleading the fifth. It's
tell
right.
the fucking story.
It's all right.
I'm trying to think of one without offending anybody.
Without offending. Okay. It's only one person you can offend right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Without offending.
That's what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay, you know what? Moving
I plead
on.
It right here.
You know what? Moving on.
I plead the fear, my nigga Dave with the lights on.
For everybody's sake. Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
All right, let's get into this, man. Let's rest in peace, Ahmaud Arbery. Is that what it is over here? Down in Georgia. Mind his business. Jogging. Doing whatever you want to do.
The young African-American brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got white supremacists trapping them off up the street.
Well, I mean, that's what we call them. They not
that's what I got to call them.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you.
That's white supremacy thinking. This man is clearly minding his business. Why are you out here with these guns and shit? You can't approach an unarmed black male without anything. Just to have a quick conversation. I mean, even if you want to sit there and ask them, yo, what you doing? You ain't got to be out there with no gun and come at him and attack him. Watching that video was just terrible, man. It was just terrible.
Yeah, according to them, they said they was trying to make a citizen's arrest because they thought he had burglarized some shit or something.
What
like
the
that.
Fuck is a citizen's arrest? Mind your fucking business.
Yeah, I don't know why people just can't mind their fucking business.
Why are citizens trying to be police? And I understand that it was a father and a son involved with this.
Them niggas is bored at the
quarantine,
house.
Quarantine, right?
Uh-huh.
Seen this guy going out here. I think he even walked up to a home out there that was still getting built. He just walked just to look around and shit.
Okay.
And then, you know, he came back out, just went on about his business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he was doing absolutely nothing.
How you chase a nigga that you thought was stealing in the house with nothing in it, and he came out the building with nothing in his hand?
In broad daylight.
In broad daylight. Like, what is going on?
It's just so many red flags on this shit. And then for them to try to cover it up, like, they tried to cover it up, sweep it under the rug. This shit happened back in like February. We just getting wind of it today. You know what I mean? Within the past week or so. You know what I mean? Like, so.
And they just recently got arrested.
And they recently just getting arrested for this shit.
And then the only reason why niggas got arrested because niggas was outraged about it. You know what I mean? Niggas was
Everybody
making noise
saw it.
About it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. When they saw it, it was like, oh, fuck, we got it. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up.
Now these niggas got to GoFundMe and shit. Yeah,
they got to GoFundMe? Yeah. I ain't see that, Dave. They
got
to GoFundMe.
I don't know how much they raising or whatever, but.
I think the dad is like an ex-police officer type shit. Yeah. So he knows all the DAs and the court system, all of that type of shit. Like.
It's crazy, man. Yo, black people, grip up, man. It's time for us to defend ourselves with any way possible that we can. If you able to get a legal pistol, go ahead, get you one. Go to the range, get your mama one, get your wife one, get your son, get your daughter one. Teach them proper ways to use firearms, you know what I mean? And And if you can get one, you know you could get one. You know what I mean? Protect yourself.
Definitely.
Protect yourself. Because I would much rather see, I mean, me personally, I would much rather be fighting for my freedom than be in a casket. You know what I mean? And this shit gotta stop. And only way we, unfortunately, the way I'm thinking right now, and the way I'm feeling, the only way shit gonna change is if we defend ourselves. You know what I mean? We gotta turn some of them situations around. We got to. You know what I mean?
And this ain't even directed at all white people, not like that. This is directed at white supremacy thinking.
Yeah, crackers, man. Y'all trash. All the bigots and all, you know what I mean? And the people that
fucking trash,
that hate somebody for their color or just can't mind their fucking business. You know what I mean? Like all that dumb shit. You know what I mean? Crazy. Tired of this shit. This shit is annoying. I don't even like watching videos like that just because I don't like that fucking type of energy. You know what I mean? I don't even like witnessing shit like that.
Yeah. Well, man. The shit is so disturbing to me is because, you know, I got an 11-year-old son. And it's like, damn, why do I even really try to explain something like this to him? You know what I mean? For him to really understand as he gets older and get out into this real world and start dealing with so many different individuals. It's just like, like Dave said, what are we going to do? We're going to keep robbing and stealing from each other? We're going to finally stick together and defend ourselves? Like, honestly, don't go out there starting no shit, but leave us alone at the same time.
Yeah. I think we just gotta move smarter, man. Always gotta have somebody with you. Just can't be rolling around. You never know.
And it shouldn't be like that, though, Mo.
That's the thing.
The fuck? Why can't I walk by myself? It shouldn't be like that. Fuck all that.
That's the thing.
I'm not changing the way I move around. I'm bringing my gun. That's what the fuck I'm doing. From now on, get strapped up, my nigga. I ain't bringing nobody with me. I got my buddy with me right now.
I explained to y'all that time I've been to Seattle. Like they think like that out there too. Like they look at the black skin like you just at like a little certain level. You can't be doing but so much. Like, bro, I was out there with my bro and like been asked if I'm a rapper. Like, what? I can't just be out here just being normal, minding my business. We minding our business. We just came to get some pizza. And, oh, it looks like we was walking towards a Range Rover, even though we drive a Toyota Camry right behind it, parked behind it. But we walking towards this now. We rappers out here. Like, what? Like, that type of thinking, man. It just...
It's crazy.
Like, it's wild out here, man.
We got to do better.
Oh, man. So, this is episode 75. I don't know if Moses had any wild shit he wanted to ask on his list over there. What you want to do, though, bro?
Yo.
I know you got something. I know you, man.
Do you like talking dirty during nasty time?
You and all these fucking sex questions.
Sex.
You horny dog.
You like you
butter nigga.
You about to go see your girl when you leave here, right?
Don't worry about what I do.
Oh, he's turning on the porn, Dave. He's turning on the porn.
you talking about me, you got the porn app direct.
Nothing
like
wrong with
sync
that.
Up
ain't
to
wrong
TV
with that.
As soon as you walk in.
Me and my wife look at it together.
Pornhub, ready.
We look at it together. What you want me to do?
Nigga, she watch you watch it.
Yeah, we didn't really get it. No, she's fucking
she watch
out,
you.
Yeah.
She watch you in disgust. Look at this nigga. Latin. She thought this nigga thought I was asleep.
Why are you using butter?
This nigga over there gyrating in the bed next to me.
So much whipped cream.
You disgusting.
Y'all motherfuckers
Lex.
Ain't answer the question.
What
y'all be
question?
Saying during? What you tell her during sex?
Don't ask me.
Nah, listen,
I'm
man.
Not about to get.
Y'all saying something.
Don't get
my nigga,
twisted.
I'm not about to get sexy with you on this mic. You asked the wrong question. Yo, how you get sexy?
First of all, that was Moses' question.
I'm gonna ask my own question. I ain't worried about that.
That was Moses' question, man. What do you mean?
I like the dirty talk, but I'm not no
it depends. No, nigga. What you consider dirty talk?
You know, the dirty
and
talk.
And how dirty is
you
is
want her
dirty.
Talking to you or you talking to her?
Oh,
or
like both? I really talk
I mean,
to
you
me,
can't you can't just have Shorty talking to you and you not responding.
Oh, responding. Yeah, I'm definitely responder. All
right.
You know.
I'm responder.
So what you responding like?
You know what his response is?
Don't ask me that.
Oh my god.
He's
oh
doing.
My god.
Oh man.
I know, I ain't gonna lie, I know Moses Shaboobie.
I
you told
sure
her
do.
You told her Shaboobie. You told her Shaboobie.
I told you. Shaboobie. It's nothing like it.
Oh man. I mean, yeah, talking dirty is cool. You just can't get too dirty. Cause I'm a freaky nigga, but I ain't a dirty nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Don't say too much. I'm a nut quit.
That plays.
You know what I mean? Honestly, it's like whoa. What'd you say? Whoa,
that definitely
shit.
Plays a part. You know what I mean? That plays a part. I don't like being called daddy.
You don't I'm fuck like, with
nah,
daddy.
I don't fuck with daddy like that.
That's because you a young nigga.
Nah, it's just that boy, don't turn me on. Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't call me daddy.
Stop. You got issues.
Right.
But I'm saying, like,
yeah, daddy.
I ain't asking for it, but she say it. That's on her.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's cool, but that's not my go-to thing. Like, yeah, call me daddy.
No, Dave, you definitely look like that type
nah.
of nigga. I'm sorry,
nah,
bro.
Nah,
you
nah,
give
nah,
off nah, that, get call me daddy vibes.
Nah, what did she say, color? To filter fish.
Call me to filter fish. Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I ain't hanging out with you niggas no more, man.
Ew.
No more sex questions for Moses, man.
What's she be like?
What else you got on that list?
Call me
Bruce. What else you got on the list, Moses?
Does people put hot sauce on the chicken?
I told you to skip that one.
Are you putting the hot sauce on the chicken or what?
You put hot sauce on the pussy or what?
Dave definitely puts
you
hot sauce
it up.
On the pussy. You putting hot sauce on the pussy.
Nah.
You've done it before.
But I like,
you put hot sauce on everything.
Nah,
it's no way. You nasty motherfucker. I know you put it on the pussy.
I don't want to taste spice during sex.
At least a titty.
Nah.
No. That's disgusting.
I fucks with toppings, though. You know what I mean? Any type of sweet toppings, but we can get it in. You know what I mean? Chocolate sauce,
look at
yo, little
look at Dave.
Honey.
David's trying to get his DMs lit. Look at this nigga.
That's basic shit, though. They know what it is.
Saying, nah.
You can't be looking at stuff off the body. You're going boo-boo.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. But I'm saying
later, you can't get into it. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm about to, oh, oh wait a minute.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Then we in the shower with it. Don't worry about it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, man.
That shower should be uncomfortable though.
It is uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
It is. The shower's hot.
Especially if you ain't got the rod.
Just fuck it.
Yeah, somebody gonna always get the cold into the shower, the back end of the shower.
Yeah, that's trash. That's trash.
And it's slippery. So that shit's dangerous. Fuck around, take the whole shower ride down.
Yeah, everything. Legs all fucked up.
Goddamn.
You gotta have the right rod, man.
Yeah,
you gotta have the right rod.
Ain't no fucking right. Ain't no white rod when 200-something pound niggas is grabbing it and coming down. You know what I mean?
Dave, you don't even weigh nowhere near 200 pounds.
I said 100-something pound, 200-something pound
Got
people.
You. Got you.
Don't worry about how much I weigh, my nigga.
Got you.
You don't weigh 200 pounds.
You're talking about my weight, nigga. You're talking about your weight.
Look how defensive nigga get over something so petty. Y'all niggas is hilarious.
Nah, nigga, I ain't defensive.
You know what?
I just said don't talk about my weight.
No, no, there's men are more insecure and petty than women.
I don't know more, but I'm sure we're equally.
Like they're more sensitive. Shit.
You must be petty. Talking about yourself. So tell us about.
Oh no. Okay. Definitely. I'm not sensitive at all.
So what you talking about? Okay.
No, I'm just saying niggas be sensitive as fuck out here.
People are sensitive. Like, period.
I don't know. You might be right. Men are some petty. You know what I'm saying? They petty. Petty as fuck.
Don't tell a nigga they trash or something. Look how defensive they get and want to turn up.
Well, that's a ego thing. That's how we do it.
And that's being sensitive.
Nah, I don't think that's sensitive. People could just be competitive without being sensitive. You never met a person that's competitive?
I don't sound competitive.
Yes,
if you tell them they trash at something, that's not being competitive. And y'all, I'll kill you, nigga.
No, why are you telling him you trash? It's because you're trying to downgrade him. You're trying to make it a point.
No, if I tell you trash at something and I try to tell you what you can do to work on something, I just want the best for you.
Nine times out of ten,
just
you trying
the best
to
for you.
Nine times out of ten, you trying to play the nigga.
Nah, tell me I'm trash. So I'm gonna tell yo. All right, well, what I need to work on,
nigga? Shut up,
for real, bro. Man,
keep
that's
it
real shit,
nigga. It depends on who you're talking to.
That's
first
what I'm saying.
When people tell you trash, nigga, it's usually a competition thing. I'm playing you in this, yo, you're trash. You know what I mean? You ain't like, oh, I'm trash because no, nigga. You know, you don't tell niggas that they garbage just randomly. You tell them that because you're in competition or something, nigga. Or they ask you for your opinion.
But
you don't just say somebody's trash, just telling they trash without being without
breaking
malice,
it,
without malice
it, yeah,
behind
breaking
it
down though,
without
or
malice
what you can work
it
on or what you're doing.
My thing is, if I ain't asked you for that, don't tell me.
Yo, tell me I'm trash at podcasting, and I want to know what I need to work on. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so you asked for that.
I mean, that's just what it is, though. I just want to be a better podcaster, bro.
Yeah, well, you trash, nigga.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck out of here. See how that work? That's crazy.
Exactly. You don't want to take constructive criticism.
Cause you trash, nigga. You ain't gonna give me a reason?
Your laugh sucks.
I tell you off air, I don't wanna embarrass you.
Yeah, this laugh. Nigga dead.
Say your laugh sucks.
See, that's how much I love you, man.
No, you don't love me, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Yo, we all love you, man.
You got anything feels on like that family list? Anything, Moses? We gonna get the fuck out of here.
Nah, we out, man.
We out?
Peace, love, man.
This is Dirty Water Podcast, man.
Yeah, Dirty Water Podcast, man. Shout out to the healthcare workers, all the essential workers.
All the essentials.
We still going through this COVID-19 bullshit. The shit's starting to open up a little bit, but the shit is still floating around. So I suggest you stay your ass in the crib.
We're truckers, UPS, man. Postal workers, all that shit.
Yeah. People be safe, man.
Grocery store workers.
Electricians.
Yeah, word.
Cooks. Yeah. Mailmen.
Let's go.
You know what I mean?
Fuck with us on your little purple Apple podcast app on your iPhone. You can rate our shit. Give us 5 stars, give us 1 star. I prefer 5. You know what I mean? Spotify, Overcast. I seen all this. We on everything. Fuck with us on Twitter, DirtyWater_NC. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My shit is DirtyWaterLex on Instagram. What's your shit, Dave?
DirtyWaterDaveB.
Word, we out here. Facebook, DirtyWaterPodcast. Shout out my nigga Moses, I love you. Shout out my nigga Dave, I love you. We do this shit. We're gonna try to keep this shit going every week. And
CJ, where you at, nigga?
Yeah, CJ is my nigga, but yeah, nigga, he ain't shit for not being here tonight. But anyway, we out of this motherfucker.
Strong ass nigga.
Episode 75-26 and
Green Giant. Word.